Welcome back to Ant on the Move. It is that time of the month again where we check out the pass member monthly rewards for SeaWorld parks in the state of Florida. So let's get started. Jumping right into it, we're going to start with SeaWorld Orlando, and for January, they have six things on offer. First up is a bonus free guest ticket. This is good from January 1st through the 31st, where you can bring an additional one guest to the park. There's also free sea lion feeding tray. This is a one-time offer, and that is good from January 1st through the 31st as well. If you have a reusable popcorn container or a reusable cup, you can bring that. Get a card to get a free either popcorn or drink refill from January 3rd through the 31st. Now, the other thing that is available for everyone who is a pass member is the extended passport to Chills. This was going to end on December 31st, but they have extended it through February 29th so that you too can get a free one-time quick queue for Penguin Trek. If you are a Platinum Pass holder, you get an additional 20% off of merchandise, but that is only at a select spot, and that is at Glacial Collection. So it's not just anywhere, it's at Glacial Collections. You can get additional 20% off. And if you are also a Platinum Pass holder, you can get a monthly double your discount on food and beverages. This can happen once a month at any park of membership, but only one time per month. Now, sticking to Florida, we're going to head over to Aquatica real quick, and they have a few things on offer. So if you happen to miss the cute ornament, very cute, Commodore dolphin ornament, I forget how to pronounce that, I think it's Commodore, you can stop by Kiwi Traders and you can still get that. They ended up being closed a few times during December because it was cold, and so they still have ornaments. You can go pick those up. For bronze, silver, and gold pass members from January 1st through the 31st, you can get $10 in beach bucks to use on food, merchandise, whatever you would like to use it on in the park. Now, if you're a platinum pass holder, you get $20, which is awesome. Great perk for platinum pass holders. That would cover a couple meals, snacks, awesome deal for them. Aquatica is also excited about a new ride that's coming. We'll talk about that here in a minute. But you can be part of Passport to Slide program. So from January 2nd to March 14th of 2024, visit three times and you'll get a quick queue to ride the new all-thrilling Tassie's Underwater Twist that is coming in the spring. And last but not least, for the month of January, you can get free popcorn at Beach Nights. Those are every Saturday from January 6th through February 24th. Now, let's run across the state real quick and head over to Busch Gardens in Tampa, where they have several things going on. They also have a free bonus guest ticket for pass members and a $10 Busch Bucks as well that ran from the 2nd through the 31st. Now, their Mardi Gras is happening, and so pass members get an exclusive Mardi Gras sample lanyard, which is 12 samples instead of 10, so you get two bonuses. That runs January 13th through the 31st for that offer. They're doing a real music series, and you can get early entry Tuesdays through Sundays, January 16th through February 24th. So pass members, you get to come in 30 minutes ahead of show schedule. So that makes it nice. You can get in, get a good seat. There is the exclusive Animal Button series, and that will begin January 22nd through the 28th. So it's a 1 week window where you can pick up a cute exclusive cheetah button at Busch Gardens. Now, if you're a Platinum Pass holder, you get a couple perks as well. Same as at SeaWorld, you get the exclusive monthly double your discount on food and beverages, can be used one time, and you get exclusive additional 20% off merchandise at Excursions, which I don't know what that store is. If you know what that store is, tell me about it in the comments, because I have not been there yet. Curious what that store is. But I believe they get like 40-50% off on the merch with the Platinum Pass? So get additional 20% off is a fantastic deal. So if you have some gifts you want to buy for someone, this would be a good time to use that. All right, that appears to be all of the monthly offers for Busch Gardens. Now, I was going to head over to Adventure Island and tell you about their offers, but I found out that they're closed they closed in October, and they don't open again until March. So come back in March and I'll tell you what you can get for monthly offers at Adventure Island there in Tampa, Florida. All right, but we have a few notes that we want to make sure you're aware of real quick here. First up, let's tell you about some new rides that are coming to each of these theme parks, new rides attractions. So of course, SeaWorld is getting Penguin Trek. It's already gone vertical. It should be up fairly soon. We get to see them testing it here in not too long. They have a spring opening. I don't know if that's going to mean on track for Memorial Day like at other times. We will see. But it is progressing very quickly. At Aquatica, as I mentioned, there's going to be Tassie's Underwater Twist. It looks like a fun ride. I don't fully understand what it does. So I haven't watched the video. I think there's a video about what it's supposed to look like. I didn't catch that, so we'll have to go back and see if we can find that. Busch Gardens, the Phoenix is Rising, new roller coaster there at Busch Gardens. And Adventure Island is getting a Castaway Falls, which is a brand new interactive splash and play area that opens this year. We'll have multiple levels and more than 100 distinct play elements. It sounds very similar to the Walkabout Waters at Aquatica. So very similar, just a different name for it, different setup potentially, but it sounds very much the same. That just walk through and you get the water falling on you, which is a lot of fun. Could be cool. Could be very cool. So I heard a rumor and I went and looked, and it is accurate as of right now. There are no scheduled Orca Encounter shows from Monday, January 8th and through the end of the month. Now this isn't entirely surprising because they have been working on the area, getting the structures repainted. So it's no big surprise that there's no shows while they're working. They don't want, you know, animals, paint, things together, and they may be doing some other modifications as well. So for the month of January, at least, there are no shows, no orca shows to see. Now, also be reminded that occasionally rides are down for repair in January and February. These are the slower months, the cooler months, so rides like Infinity Falls and especially Journey to Atlantis may be down for repairs, for repainting. So just be aware of that when you go. Don't have your expectations high that you'll be able to ride every ride. There is a chance things could be closed. Also, Aquatica, because of the cooler temperatures we get occasionally, just cooler temperatures, water, not a great combination sometimes, and so they may be closed on cooler days. And then the last big note that I had was to make sure that you're aware of Inside Look. It's not starting this weekend, it'll start the weekend of the 13th, and it will actually run, because it's a 3-day weekend, it'll run the 13th, 14th, and 15th, and then again on the 20th and 21st. Make sure you check out the website about that. I've got a video going up next week that talks about a few of the things we've gotten to see at Inside Look in the past. I can't go this year, have some other obligations, but it is a lot of fun. There's a few less things to do this year, but it's still, if you have not done the Inside Look, make sure you take the time to visit, especially if you have a kid who's interested in what's happening behind the scenes at the park. Like, they ask questions like, hey, how does this work? This is a great time to take them. They get to ask those questions. They get to see what happens, what it looks like above Shark Encounter, and that it's a lot of fun. So make sure you keep that on your calendar. Check it out if you are able. Now, the only other thing I wanted to mention is over more on the Space Coast at the Kennedy Space Center. So they always have tours, they have events, they have things going on, and they have a special event this year called a Kennedy Under the Stars, and it is an after-hours event. Now, this will be on February 2nd. I'm mentioning this early because it will be in February and it may sell out, but it is on February 2nd at 6:30. So you can go and gain access after hours to see all of the favorite attractions, but they're going to have a dazzling twist. It says the colors of the cosmos comes to life with a glow-in-the-dark elements, like a DJ-led techno dance, techno party, cosmic glow miniature golf, lounges, eye-popping chalk art, things like that. You're going to have a couple astronauts there, Chris Ferguson and Nicole Stott. They'll mingle with the guests throughout the evening, and you can see everything that's on the main Kennedy Space Center property. There's no bus tour out to the Apollo Center, but everything that is there on the main property you'll get to see. And tickets for all ages, there's no discount for pass holders, so everyone, the ticket is $65, but the pass holders will get an additional 30% savings on any retail that they purchase while they're there. So if you want to see Kennedy Space Center after dark, we did this last year when we went and did the space race run there. That was a lot of fun. It was cool to see the park with the lights shining on all the rockets. It's just a different atmosphere after dark, so it is a lot of fun. So if you're interested, you got a space fan, make sure you let them know about this event. It is it sounds like it'll be pretty interesting. So if you go, let me know. So if you enjoyed this video, give us a big thumbs up or subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, and we'll see you next time on the next adventure.